The proposed natural gas plant would produce as much as 625 megawatts of power. Minnesota regulators signed off on the project last fall. Deb Mirasola with Dairyland Power Cooperative says both utility providers are diversifying energy sources to meet demand.
This project will support our renewable energies with the additions of wind and solar and help us meet that growing demand by balancing out that power when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing.
The project is expected to create more than 250 construction jobs and roughly $1 million each year in local tax revenues. Groups like Clean Wisconsin oppose the plant because they say it will cause more greenhouse gas emissions at a time when renewable energy is cheaper than ever. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.